salutations. And may your first child be a masculine child. It is 1 minute and 15 seconds after the hour of 11 in this, the month of March, in the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming along, making it part of your listening day. We are live from the partially appointed and... Well, it's all just a throw of the dice at this point, I suppose. Stones of Destiny. Remember, whatever happened to that bit we used to do, the Dice of Destiny? Do you remember that? Were you here? Were you on the program when we did that?
Oh, yes.
The Dice of Destiny. I don't have my thunderclap sound effect. Sort of a, like we were throwing, what were those dice from the Old Testament? What were those dice from the Old Testament that the Egyptians used to obtain the will of God? Never mind. We're going to stop now. Now we're stopping. Why, hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program here in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. It is Monday, and welcome to Day 12. If you would like to be part of our broadcast today, telephonically speaking, it is 503-733-2970. Now, about that. Here's the thing. When you call in today, now, much as I'd like to believe that the phones are going to work flawlessly, it would be an untruth. I would be deceiving you if I were to say that I knew that that was going to be the case. I'd like to think that you would pick up the phone, probably because I'd said something interesting or compelling or was just being cute as a button, and you would pick up the phone to share the thoughts with me, perhaps about the flawless nature with which we execute this broadcast every day. You would pick up the phone, you would dial 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I would answer the phone. You would hear me speak. I would hear you speak. I wouldn't suddenly sound like this for no reason at all. We would exchange pleasantries, perhaps a few thoughts, maybe a little small talk, a little banter, trade glib witticisms. I would end the call. You would go about your daily business. I would get a 10-share and spend all my money on whores and cocaine. Now, I'm not really sure that any of those things are going to happen. Because, and this is what I like the best of all, is because it is now, what is, a few minutes after 11? So we go on the air at straight up 11 o'clock. And that's some shows, Don and Mike do the same thing. There's some shows like Likas, they go on at 6 minutes after the hour. We go on at exactly the top. We don't do any top of the hour news. We are the top of the hour news. We give you all that you need to know. So we were going on at exactly the top of the hour, and I swear to God, it's like that scene, and I know I've used this analogy before, but it's like that scene in Jaws where the shark is going by and Quint is on the bow and he's got that thing that fires the harpoon and then it's attached to the barrels. And meanwhile, Hooper's not there. Hooper's down below because he's getting that tracking device that he has from the Aurora, which is a floating research institute for shark enthusiasts. And he's tying the thing onto the barrel. And meanwhile, Quint is trying to fire with the shark and Hooper's saying, "Don't wait for me." And then the shark goes by and there's no time to test anything. So it is with our phones today. As our theme music was playing, Jeff McGinley, engineer extraordinaire, I swear to God, was back there like stripping wires and twisting things and turning and, I don't know, attaching things to other things. And there was like one of those, there was one of those things from Frankenstein that goes like, and I don't know if anything's going to work today. And so he pulled out at the last second, Jeff McGinley from engineering pulled out his Motorola Q, his cell phone, and he said, "Well, hold on, let's test the phones right before we start to make sure everything works." And then the theme music started to play, and Jeff said, "Well, there's no time to test it. Let's just hope it works." So, if at any point today I should answer the phone and then there's just like a large zapping sound and then a lot of profanity, you'll know exactly where that came from. You'll know from whence that derives. It's if you'd like to be the first to try this, it's 503-733-2970. Now, I'm giving that number. Now, it may not work. You may call that number, maybe a whole lot of nothing. Maybe just a lot of pops and buzzes on your end. No pressure. It's 503-733-2970. You don't receive anything in exchange for being the first caller. Just the glory of being the person to test the phones today. Because there's been, much as I've tried to pretend that it's not there, over the last couple weeks there's been this business where every time I answer a call, my voice suddenly becomes really hollow and tinny like this. Anyway. In HD, though, that'll sound glorious. We're broadcasting in HD. That we're going to have one channel that's just me talking like this, and then Tom Likas' stool. And that's going to be it. That's all that's going to be. We'll put that right next to the Kink, like, acoustic jazz HD channel, or whatever the hell that is. Well, in any event, it is the Rick Emerson radio program. Not that you're likely to confuse it with anything else at this point. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. I'm pretty sure that works. No promises. It's rick@rickemerson.com. 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 You can also... Okay, the phones are ringing now. Hey, Jeff. Can we put Jeff McGinley from... Jeff McGinley, chief engineer. KCMD AM. Hello, sir. How you doing? We can get to Jeff's microphone up there. All right. Hey, the microphone doesn't work, Jeff. Is it the? I'm pretty sure that you're speaking.
How about this one?
Hi, how you doing?
That one was...
Okay. At least you're right here to fix it.
Best show ever.
Hey, so we've got these phone calls here. Now, what do you think the odds are that I'm going to answer one of these calls and it's going to work correctly?
We'll be able to hear them just fine.
What is the worst case scenario for when I go to answer this call?
They won't hear us.
Okay, that is a pretty bad sit. Now, am I going to sound... Okay, let's... Even if they can't hear me...
You know, I don't know. It's a crapshoot at this point.
That's what I like to hear from the engineering department. When I ask the engineering department about something in this program and how it's going to work, I like for the first word of the response to be crap. That always spells out fantastic Monday for me. Okay, let's assume that I answer whoever this is right here. And, like, they can't hear me, but I can hear them. How is my voice going to sound? Am I going to sound hollow again, or am I going to sound... Is it going to have my normal, glorious, mellifluous voice?
I think the definition of crapshoot is that we really don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. They could be able to hear us, and you can be hollow, or you'll sound great, and they won't be able to hear us.
Well, all in all, it's really just about how I sound, Jeff. Really, everything is... It's just about me. It's...
Really, they don't need this. They got a radio.
They can hear me. They can do a Michael Reagan thing. Thank you, Michael. I'll listen to your answer on the air. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Michael.
All right, let's... My finger's now hovering above the button. All right. You want to wager a little money on this?
No.
If you had to guess, what would you...
I'm going to say it's going to work.
Okay, now when you say work, you mean I'll be able to hear the caller.
Caller's
going to be able to hear me, and my voice is going to sound normal.
That I'm not sure about.
Well,
I haven't had time to adjust it.
Well,
wiring's in. It's good.
We got off the air for like 96 hours.
I had to sleep.
Uh-huh.
All right.
95, you count the time.
Excuses are your own, friend. All right, here we go. Rick Emerson Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Com check.
Wait, hello?
Reading is zero by zero.
Can you...
And whatever happened to the banana split, anyway?
Okay, stop it. None of these answer the question of whether you can hear me. Okay, now I don't even know if he can hear me or not.
I'll take that as a no.
That's not that.
Oh, for the love of sweet Christ. All right, let's try another one. Why, hello, Rick Emerson Show. Hello?
Rick, I don't know if you're there or not, but I can't hear a thing.
Okay, and my voice...
I'm serious.
Sounds, my voice sounds...
Hello?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
You can hear your own, friend.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, that's the radio. I'm talking to the guy. He can't even hear me. And now he's gone.
Fantastic.
Here's the thing about this audience, though, is I don't even know if they're screwing with me.
I don't think they are.
They could just be calling up and feigning... I know these bastards. They could just be calling up and feigning deafness. I wouldn't even really know.
Mm.
All right, well... All right. So, Jeff, it appears that I can hear the callers. My voice sounds fine, but they can't actually hear me.
Well, now we're back to the old way.
Okay. When are we going to be to the way that works?
Right after the show?
If
you had given me another 10 minutes,
I'd
gone into a Likas replay.
Okay. All right. Let's try one more, shall we? Why, hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Well.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah?
Are we back to the old way where they can hear me?
They should be.
Yeah. Doesn't really seem that it's working out that way, though, does it? Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Can you hear me? Yeah. Great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All
right.
Let's focus on a positive.
I can do this all day.
I'm sure you could.
All right. Fantastic. Hey, let's call the regional vice president. Have him listen to this segment of the program. Let him know where his budget's going. All right. If you'd like to email, you can do that as well. See, now everybody's calling just to screw with me. And you know what? One of these calls, I'll guarantee you right now, because I know how this audience thinks, I'm going to answer one of these calls, and it's going to be somebody pretending that they can hear me, and they're going to be doing like an auto-respond thing, like one of those artificial intelligence chat bots they have online. All right. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah Stillen. How are you doing today?
Oh, peachy.
No, it's going to be a fantastic day.
That's what I'm feeling.
You know why? Because this show is... Other programs need calls. Other programs need technology to function, to work, to operate smoothly. We don't need any of those things. We have done so much for so long with so little that we are now qualified to do anything with nothing forever. All right. This is an entire board full of calls. It's almost tempting
just,
to take them.
No, just stop, because you know that it's not going to work, and you're just getting frustrated.
There's a bunch of jag-offs calling it to screw with me.
So I saw Zodiac this weekend.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
Isn't that fantastic? You're receiving a direction from the engineering
is
department.
Is being teenage?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you said it wasn't.
No. All right. Should I take one of these calls here in a second? All right. Well, now you got to wait. So you saw the Zodiac.
Yeah.
You like it?
I did. It was really long.
It was long, but it didn't seem long. Like, I didn't find myself checking my watch. Same thing with Breach, which is a long movie, but it didn't drag, it didn't bother me. How creepy is that, though? And that's, I'm not giving it any
the line with the woman in the car?
Oh, yeah. Ione Skye, you see that is.
Yeah. Oh, I know who it was. I just didn't want to ruin it.
How creepy is the stabbing scene?
That's messed up.
That was a whole lot of, like, that's the one scene from Zodiac that stayed with me. And it's not like a spoiler. It's like a 30-year-old crime case. But that's the one scene that just stayed with me. Where it's like I would try to sleep at night, and I would shut my eyes, and I would just see that chick being stabbed. And it's not even all that graphic. It's not even explicit. It's
I don't
very,
think you see the stabbing.
I don't think there's any blood in the whole film, except for the gunshot at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a very, very low-key film in terms of violence, but goddamn
it. And Dan Clyde for talking about that Doritos bag.
I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
I saw it a second time.
And that was distracting me the entire time. I'm like, what Doritos bag?
I saw it a second time, and I didn't spot it at all. But I was trying to make it. I hate people that do that, too. Especially when a movie's brand new. Like, you know, when I saw, The Fellowship of the Ring? And some ass gets on the internet. There's a car that drives by when they're first going into the Shire with Gandalf. And why do you do that? Why do you have to be a dick and ruin it for everybody? Well, anyway, it is a shame that a few bad apples have to ruin the fun for everybody by breaking the rules. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification today.
All righty, a lot of things happened over the weekend, and we're going to catch up. For instance, there have been two more arrests in the Belmont Market shooting. They found that orange vest, but it turned out to be a rest color, and somebody borrowed it. Old President Bush is hospitalized for dehydration. I'm the new JFK, claims Hillary. James Brown is finally entombed, and there have been a couple of other notable deaths over the weekend.
Fantastic. Excellent. So, there's been a double snuff watch. We'll get to a double snuff watch. One including a guy who's apparently famous that I never heard of. You figure somebody who died, and he's somebody from this time, from now, and he's dead, and everybody apparently... It's like, what's his name? Who's that comic that overdosed in the hotel a couple years ago? What's his name?
Mitch Hedberg,
you're right.
Who I'd never heard of.
I saw him perform once.
Was he funny?
He was very funny.
Now he's dead.
He's very dead.
There's another comedian who's dead. Shot himself in the face. Not a funny way to go, sir. Poorly chosen, funny man. Let's see. We got a Darwin watch, double snuff watch. We'll do today's top five. We meant to get to this last week. That is to say, I meant to get to this last week, and we didn't. But it is it's appropriate considering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions are tonight. We will get to another unfairly overlooked artist, Alice Cooper, today. Top five Alice Cooper songs you will more than likely not hear on the radio. What else? We'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame itself as they continue their irrelevance and journey and long slide into obsolescence. I will have a list of crap I noticed while at the supermarket last night. Peter Carlin will join us, and so forth. And then I got this whole list of... You know what somebody sent me over the weekend, Sarah?
No.
It's a picture of somebody in this room.
Oh, God.
We'll talk more about that after this. Let's try the phones again, shall we? Why, hello, Rick Emerson.
Yeah. Yes, this is John. I'm just calling to test the phones.
Well, the phones are working in the sense that you can hear me.
Good.
Oh, now I'm back to sounding as though I'm speaking in front of an oscillating fan.
I've been hating that the past couple weeks.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, me too. I hear it in my sleep, too, do you? It's that hint of flange that makes radio glorious.
Yeah, it's great. I always like sounding like a robot.
Do you have any knock-knock jokes to share while you're on the phone, John?
No, but I definitely love your humor. I'm just calling in to test the phones. I was going to go testes, one, two, and one, so. So trying to be funny.
How's that working out for you, that trying to be funny?
Oh, it's not working out very well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Jeff. How's your day going today?
You know, I came out of my house this morning, immediately had to change a tire.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a couple days going.
Best right. day ever.
Should I even answer the rest of these calls? Are these all just people calling?
The first person.
People all just saying testies? Okay, there you go. I love these phones more every day. You know why we can't get phones to work? Because of Katie Couric. From now on, from this day forward, I'm going to hold Katie Couric personally responsible for every technical malfunction on this radio station. Imagine the phone system I could get with $14 million. Bitches. All right, fine. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And by the way, and because I...
Yes,
that is true, Scotty. That is true. And I believe... Now, do we have Steve Castamon for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today?
I believe so.
Tyler Moody was just here. Tyler Moody from CNN was just in the studio on Friday. You think that we would be... I thought that we had a special relationship with CNN. I would think that they would go out of their way to provide us with people. So we theoretically have Steve Castamon about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I guess he's been up for a great deal of time covering some stories.
Whatever. It's rock and roll. You sleep. You can sleep when you're covering a story that's not about rock and roll, sir. When you're covering a rock and roll story, you stay awake as long as you don't need to sleep. There's no sleep in rock. There's no crying in baseball. There's no sleeping in rock. And Lisa Goddard is sick today, so we have Bob Costantini. Right? Is that true? Bob Costantini?
Mm-hmm.
Some other guy that I've never heard of is running for president. All right, so there you go. 503-733-2970. Just a couple brief notes. Because we believe in full disclosure here in the Rick Emerson Show, I do have to say that after all of my confessing last week about stupid goddamn daylight savings time, and everybody should just set their watches ahead. So I was that guy this morning where I woke up and I looked over at the clock and my watch. I'm like, oh, it's 8, it's 7:45. I got another hour to sleep. It was, in fact, almost 9. So I got to work at 9:30 this morning. So I was, in fact, that guy who didn't know what the hell he was doing. So just so you know. One of these, hello, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. And we're done. All right.
Did you just hang up on everybody?
I did. I just hung up on everybody who was waiting. There was really no point. Anyway, so I saw Zodiac this weekend. I did not see... Did anybody see 300?
No.
See, and I meant it. Man, it was sold out. I tried to go see... And this is the irony, of course. See, I don't even really want to see 300. But, of course, now that I've been told that I can't because it's been sold out every single freaking day, now, of course, I want to because it's become pop culture. It's the biggest March opening, I think, ever, like, in the history of the world. And I tried to see it Friday, sold out Friday. Tried to see it Saturday, sold out Saturday. And then I didn't even attempt to see it last night because now I'm figuring I might as well bite the bullet and just see it sometime this week, in Vancouver at Cinetopia. So I did not see. So did people call up when it's talking about 300? I got a bunch of emails about it the weekend. I didn't see it. So it's just going to have to be. Everybody's just going to have to be fine.
What was the consensus? Did people like it?
I don't know. It's the biggest March opening in history. It had the. The critics and the media gave it sort of like some mixed reviews. But everybody in the audience, all the listeners who contacted me, they all said it was fantastic. So I have yet to see it though. Let's see. Do I have anything else I want to get to in this opening segment, or should we just break here? I didn't get to this. So guess what somebody sent me over the weekend?
What, Rick Emerson?
It was a picture of someone in this room. And by someone in this room, I mean Sarah. Now, do you know the picture I'm referring to?
I'm assuming I probably do.
Would you like to tell the audience what it is before
is
I tell them what it is?
Is it my friend's birthday party?
I don't know. Now,
is it black and white?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it's you. It's a black and white photo of you. With a girl who I don't know. Now, is this a girl I've met before?
Yeah, she's been a good friend of mine for a few years.
Have I met her?
I don't know.
What's her name? What's her first name?
Her name's Amber.
Amber. All right.
It was her 30th birthday.
Are you and Amber close?
Yes, I'm close to both her and her husband.
Uh-huh. How close would you say you and Amber are? Would you say that you and Amber are,
I saw those pictures.
Close
and, like,
girlfriends?
Why does this always happen?
Because you... When you say, why does this always happen, do you mean, why do you kiss a lot of girls on the mouth, or why do photos of that always end up in
it's
my
not
inbox?
A lot of girls.
This is the second photograph. Would
it's
you,
been, like, 2 years.
I'm going to say it to you right now. I can count on zero fingers the number of pictures of me kissing men on the mouth that have appeared in your inbox in the last 2 years. Don't go photoshopping anything, you dicks.
Do it.
I'm saying that, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Rick Emerson's not a prude or a Puritan. It doesn't matter to me what people do in their spare time. I'm just saying, for you to say that it does seem to be some sort of a trend. That I do believe that when people, that late at night or when people are drinking, I do believe that the real person comes out. I do believe that you see what really lurks inside someone late at night after they've had several bottles of whatever. And so I would like to thank the several people who sent me photographs.
Several people?
Several people who sent me photographs of you kissing some hot girl.
Thanks, guys.
On the mouth over the weekend.
I love my friend Amber.
Yes.
I do not regret it.
Yes, no, I don't regret it either. So, this photograph is on the internet, by the way.
What?
It is on the...
You put it on your...
I didn't put it on. I have not posted it. I don't need to post it. It's already out there. I've got the link right here. This email says, Rick, I swear to God I wasn't being a stalker when I found this photo. Someone posted a photo on Sarah's MySpace that linked to an online photo album.
Oh, God.
I clicked on it, and this was there. Sarah sure seems to like to kiss a lot of girls on the mouth and always has convenient excuses, like, that roller derby girl tripped and wound up with my tongue between her teeth. Is this other girl actually Raul, her so-called gentleman friend? There isn't enough of this kind of thing where I live. Damn it. And then he includes, so deleting it from the internet or from your message board will do no good now because I have it. I have it and it's on my desktop. Well, this girl's cute, though. This girl's cute and you're looking not bad yourself. It's a good night for you, too. You photograph well. So, there you go.
It was a black and white party.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I probably don't have time to get to anything else here. So, we got to, I believe we have Bob Costantini coming up later on the hour. We have Steve Kassenbaum from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up. Later on, we'll have Clyde Lewis, Peter Carlin, today's top five. We'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll talk a little bit about... And I don't want to, it's not even going to be a Britney watch. We'll just talk a little bit about Britney later on. And Tim Riley's best morning ever, which transpired today. All right, 503-733-2970. Take a break. Be back after this, the Rick Emerson radio program. I don't even know who Sean is, and it's creeping me out. Why, hello. Hey, you're single. Let's mingle. That's the best part about it, too. When you become single, well, see, it's the difference. What? You're giving me that finger across the throat signal. Oh, I'm sorry. Why, hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. She had a face like a shovel.
Not like a pig.
Emily the pig. All right. Why, hello. It's 503-733-2970. 503-70, you are a bad person. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to email, you can do that as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. I was talking about someone else.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I was talking about a different party.
Oh.
That someone else went to this weekend.
Are you completely hell-bent on destroying my life?
Yes. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. If you'd like to communicate with us in a binary fashion with your comments, your clarifications, your kvetches, your two cents, your corrections, your what have you. We're talking to Peter Carlin at 2 o'clock today. We will not be having speaks with Steve Kassenbaum, sadly.
You get Bob Costantini. I know you're pretty excited about that.
Yes, I am. You know, New York City is the city that never sleeps. And not only is he from New York City, but he's from Brooklyn. And he's covering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he can't be with us because he's got to sleep at the moment. So, all right, well, whatever. So we'll talk to Peter Carlin for the Oregonian about that later on. Tim Riley will be here for the Ministry of Truth with the AM 970 Noon News Hour and so forth. Logan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello. I had a comment to say about the girl-on-girl kissing.
Let's just stop for one moment. First of all, I don't know whether it's especially... Shouldn't you be in school? Why are you not in school today, friend? Not that Rick Emerson cares. Your school is just filling your head with lies anyway, but why aren't you there?
I have a cold.
You have a cold. All right.
It's funny how now we just noticed.
Yeah, no, I...
You sounded
flawless until I mentioned that, and then suddenly you become all nasal. Remember to lick your palms.
Yes, Logan, tell us your thoughts on growing your kissing.
And I'm just going to say, first of all, before you give us those thoughts, it's both great and horrifying that you are how old, Logan?
12.
Calling up. When you were 12, Jeff McGinley, did you call a radio station to, quote, give them your thoughts on girl-on-girl kissing? Did you even know that girl-on-girl kissing existed when you were 12?
No. You and I are too old for this.
Logan, I want you to appreciate what a glorious time you are living in. It's a great time to be you, and it's going to be an even better. With every passing day, your life is going to be... You have access to things that I never had access to, and I'm not going to be any more specific, but I know that I don't need to be more specific, Logan. We're all men here. We know what we're talking about. All right, what are your thoughts on girl-on-girl kissing?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Fantastic.
I
agree. It would be... Oh, this is so awkward. The only thing that makes this phone call not completely creepy is that I'm talking to Logan and not some 12-year-old girl.
Well, what would be awkward if it was...
Like Susan Reynolds' daughter, is there somebody calling at the phone?
It would be awkward if it was some girl, you know, if I was interested in girls, but it was just my friend.
No, but see, that's such a... Why do you... Okay, I'm just saying.
It's not me more than anybody else.
It's the giggling. It's Logan giggling in the background that really makes this call fantastic. All right, Logan, as a 12, before you go, are there any questions you would like to ask as you enter manhood? Are there any questions you'd like to ask the Rick Emerson program about girls and how to relate to them?
Not really.
All right, thank you. And we're done. Fantastic. I love the idea. That's a glorious moment in the history of this program. 12-year-old boys calling up to give their thoughts on girl-girl kissing. I'm going to put that in the quarterly report
okay. That
we prepare as we try to win one of those crystal awards. It's 503-733-2970. I'm just saying. It's just weird. Like, is that... Because it's not like... I'm looking at the photo right here. Now, I have not posted it. I don't need to because it's on the internet. But I'm looking at this photograph of you. And I realize that I shouldn't even describe this because then the male listeners are going to be all outraged that I haven't posted it. But I'm saying it's a photograph of you kissing your... What's her name?
Oh, Amber.
You kissing a girl named Amber. And then there's like a third girl, and I can tell by the back of her head... Forgive how that sounds, please. I can tell by the back of her...
Who can you tell it is?
I hope my wife is listening right now. Really, just to give this extra added touch of awkward.
Oh, man.
From the back of her head, I can tell it's your friend Kiki.
You're right, that did sound creepy.
There's really no way to... It's because she wears a hat. I'm in so far here. I'm in the tall grass. I'm in the weeds. Anyway, so this... It really is a great photograph, but it's you kissing this girl, and then, like, Kiki is sticking her head into the frame as well. And there's, like, no man... would ever have a photograph like this taken.
No, I have many straight guy friends.
Anyway.
No, I have many straight guy friends who kiss on the mouth.
No, okay, you don't. And if you do, they're from New York. And that's different. People in New York don't act like the rest of us. It's a godless place out there. It's a place without rules and laws. It's a sexual jungle in New York City. It's not the same as we're a simpler people out here in Portland. I'm just saying there is something... It's just something different. It's not that it's weird or wrong or strange or whatever. I'm just saying it is really interesting to me that it's just so nonchalant.
I hadn't even remembered.
It'd be like if there was a photograph of me and Aaron, you know, just full on like slurping it out, you know, while Clyde
okay,
stuck his head in the photograph.
You need to reword that because isn't me full on slurping?
You're
it
not
out.
Okay. There's no
it's
tongue.
A peck.
It's not. That is not a peck. That's not a peck. That's a lie.
You don't even know. It's a moment in time. It's a moment frozen in time in a picture. You don't know.
I'm looking at this photograph right here. See, now you're gonna make me post it so people know. This may not be like a full on making out kid, but that's not a peck. I know what a peck is. What I give my grandmother. Not anymore, because she's dead.
It's just a mouth-on-mouth.
I think that the kiss probably was lingering, though, because what are the odds that somebody would just cap... If it was just like a... There's no way that anybody would ever have captured it on film.
We were just hamming it up for the camera.
You did... Another thing that guys do not do... There's a camera, Jeff! Let's make out! It's a thing that never happens. I think Bob is listening and is very uncomfortable. We'll get to Bob in just a second here. Let's talk to our good friend, Kristen. Hello.
Okay, I have to defend poor Sarah because you have given me a hard time about this, too, in the past.
There's nothing to defend. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying, I'm noting the...
But sometimes you just feel, you know, you're out with the girls and, you know, you're having a good time. You've had a few cocktails and, hey, girls are fun to kiss.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I sound normal here. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Jeff.
Yay.
Hey, Jeff, they can actually hear me and I don't sound robotic.
Maybe it's only when I call.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's the power of Kristen.
But I'm just saying, you know, Sarah, kiss any girl you want. It's all good.
Oh, no,
Thank you, Kristen.
Because Sarah has kissed me on several occasions and there were no cameras around.
It was just a
lovely little, you know, you see your girlfriends and you're like, woo, yeah, in good time.
Please understand that it's a big tent here. I'm not opposed. Doesn't matter. It's a broad spectrum. I don't pass judgment. I'm not a Puritan. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm simply making an observation about the inherent differences, I believe, between women and men. And it's just one of those things.
Girls feel as if they have nothing to hold back and they can freely,
I believe girls are just, they're just much more fluid in their manner of expression. I have a whole CD-ROM at home of you kissing other girls, by the way, so you don't have to you're selling past the clothes on the Kristen kisses girls occasionally.
Let's save that for the next party.
I have a CD that was given to me by a listener after one of our listener parties, and I swear to God the label of it is Kristen kissing other girls, and that's all it is. And it's like 75 photographs.
Oh my gosh.
Of you kissing other
chicks. Oh, that's insane. I haven't kissed that many girls. Give me a break.
No, I think it was just a few girls over and over again throughout the evening. I'm going to have to post a picture now.
No, you don't have to post
it. It's already
picture.
On the internet.
People can find it if they want to.
All right.
Post it.
Thank you, Kristen.
Sure.
There you go. 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. From the Hill, CNN radio correspondent, Bob Costantini.
Hello, Rick and Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Oh, interesting conversation you had there.
Well, here at the Rick Emerson Show, we try to cover the entire pageant of life. We try to cover the rich panoply of experiences that is our day-to-day existence. Not that we're not glad to speak to you, because, of course, we are, but what is it? Lisa's sick, or she got the flu, or she's dead or something?
Lisa's a bit under the weather, as far as I know. They just they told me to come on in as quickly as I could.
Fantastic. At least she's not one of those people that gets sick and then feels like she needs to be a team player by coming into the office anyway and spreading her filth to everybody else. So, all right. Hey, so let me ask you this. I don't know who Chuck Hagel is, except he's from Nebraska?
Yes.
That's all I know about Chuck Hagel. I know that he's from Nebraska, and apparently he's running for president.
Well, apparently he might be. He set the stage for this big announcement that was going to take place in Omaha today, and it's long been speculated that he would run for president. He has generally been a friend to the administration, to the Bush administration, has solid conservative credentials, except when it comes to the Iraq War. Hagel himself is a Vietnam veteran. And he sits as the second-ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And that gives him a podium where he has, on numerous occasions, spoken out against the way the war is being conducted in Iraq. And as of late, he has joined Democrats in a lot of their calls for, setting time frames, timetables, trying to bring the troops home. Anyway, he had this event planned, and there was a lot of speculation he was going to announce for president, and basically, let me pull this quote up. All he said was, "I am here today to announce that my family and I will make a decision on my political future later this year."
This has become the thing that everybody does. Barack Obama did this. And also, was it McCain did this, where he went on Letterman simply to announce that he was going to make an announcement, like, later on.
Yes. But this is interesting in that there was a lot of, a lot of reporters from around the country were told to be there, that this was an important announcement. And I think they're going to be a bit, there's going to be some fallout, I suspect, from this with him, because it seems as though he continues to tease a lot of people about the idea of running for president. And, whereas others have already jumped into it.
It doesn't really matter, because in the end, he's not going to be elected. So it's just pointless.
He may have a difficult time with his stance on the war as far as the Republican base is concerned.
We were talking about this last week. The only way that you can conceivably postulate that Chuck Hagel could be elected president, the only way that you could even imagine that is because the Republicans haven't picked anybody. So I guess, technically speaking, I could be elected president. I could run for president on the Republican ticket, because they haven't picked anybody yet. So I guess the field is wide open. But look in the real world, it's not going to be him. It's probably not going to be what's his name? And Fred Thompson? Fred Thompson, that guy who is an Iron Eagle with Lou Gossett Jr. Isn't he running for president too?
Well, he's thinking about it. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and he indicated that he is contemplating this idea because he is a well-known actor. Mm-hmm. He was a senator from Tennessee for 12 years, I believe, or mark me if I'm wrong, because now that I recall, he may have filled in part of Al Gore's term. But anyway, he was a senator from Tennessee. Was an actor, always been interested in politics, as a lawyer to begin with, and has played one on TV, and is considered to be pretty popular.
Is there anybody in the Republican Party that isn't going to be running for president? I mean, really, that's kind of what it comes down to. Everybody with a tiny elephant next to their name in the GOP handbook. I mean, they're all going to be running. There's the Republicans. There's no front runner, right? That's the thing. I mean, the Democrats, regardless, there's all this ground war and there's infighting between Barack and Hillary. But I mean, the Democrats at least have a pretty good handle on who's going to be representing their party. The Republicans don't even have that. There is, if you had to place the Vegas line right now, Bob Costantini, who, as a journalist, as an outside, as an independent observer, who is it that you would speculate is going to end up running on the GOP ticket?
Well, you asked me about is everyone running. Well, I can tell you Gordon Smith is probably not going to be running. If you have to speculate at the moment, I mean, just look at the polls right now despite a lot of the baggage he carries, Rudy Giuliani is considered the front runner at this point. I don't know if that's going to hold, that's for sure. But you're asking me to really speculate.
All right.
And I would have told you a year ago that George Allen, I might have, had to go on a limb. I would have said that George Allen might be the most appealing person to Republicans, but he's out of a job right now.
All right, excellent.
The former senator from Virginia.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk with you soon, brother.
My pleasure.
All right, there you go. Bob Costantini, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Boy, is there anything that guy likes less than when I ask him to give his opinion about something or to give something that's not an objective fact?
Oh, poor Bob.
So easy to make him uncomfortable. Let's see. What do we have here? Rick, if you are so bent on ruining Sarah's life, that's not true. In no way am I bent on ruining Sarah's life. You may want to take into consideration that if you ruin her life, you're required to take care of her for the rest of her life. Karma will get you. Think about how Laura will feel about you two having to take care of Sarah. Maybe she can come live in your basement. All right. Rick, the only bad thing about Zodiac was 3 hours set in the 70s. Everybody had a cigarette except for me. That's the other thing.
Movie makes you want to smoke.
Totally. Just like Good Night and Good Luck. You watch that and every single... it was like you came out of the womb in the 50s and then they handed you a pack of Pall Malls. I mean, it was just... The Zodiac, the same thing. In places that you would never smoke now. It is hard to believe, actually. Like, you go back and you watch... movies like FM or Play Misty for Me. And everybody not only smokes, but they smoke in rooms where they're surrounded by millions of dollars of broadcasting equipment. Same thing in Good Night and Good Luck. They're in a television studio where everything costs $150,000 to fix. And then they're all just constantly chain smoking all around there. Rick, pleased to be posting the photograph. I won't.
Stop looking at me.
I didn't say anything. I've got the photograph right here. If you are going to ask me not to post this photograph of you, I'm just saying there's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed.
Then?
I prefer you not to post it, though.
All right. They'll have to go to your MySpace page, then.
I guess so.
And look in your comments section.
That's already gone.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're a bad person. See? That's...
Well, because there's my show life, and then there's my personal life, and I feel like you're exploiting that a little bit.
In no way am I exploiting your personal life.
Okay.
I'm saying it's a beautiful photograph. You all look fantastic.
Thank you.
And it's like the third photograph of that type to come up on the air anyway. It's not like I'm pulling back the curtain and revealing some hidden something hidden. I'm in no way am I trying to do that. Rick Emerson is not that guy. All right. I'm just going to move on. I'm going to move on because you were at a party this weekend and we're not going to talk about it. I will not talk about any of the other awkward moments.
Like, I just don't want to have another 2 hour discussion on whether or not if it was Peck or a kid.
I mean, it's not. You will note that I have already recused myself. I've already agreed not to post it. So, the numerous people who have forwarded that to me, it's okay. I'm not going to worry about it.
Are any of them my friends?
It's not important. Let's see here. Rick, I saw 300 at Cinetopia last night and it was phenomenal. I ended up sitting in the front row. That's always a lot of fun, too. Why do they even have that? It seems like beyond... Why do they even... I mean, I guess it's just there so they can get the maximum number of people into the theater. It seems like there ought to be some sort of prorated price system when you go to the theater, where if you end up having to sit in that... Like that front row, which is a thing that seems really great when you're a kid. Like when you're about 9 years old and you're at the theater and you're sitting in that front row and it's like you're having to look straight up at the screen and you get out of it and you feel like you got glaucoma by the time you get out of the theater. It seems like if you're going to have to sit in the very front row at the theater, they ought to start dropping the ticket prices. Like you ought to be paying, you know, like the full, like at Cinetopia it's $10 a throw. you want to be paying the full $10 if you've got a decent seat. But as soon as you have to go down to that, like, four or five rows of seats that are right in front of the screen, it seems like you really ought to have to not pay more than $5 or $6 for that. Because how much... And it's where you get so close to the screen that you actually can't see the whole picture at once, and you're having to do your own sort of ad hoc pan and scan where you're looking from left to right, like trying to take in the action. Anyway, he said, I ended up sitting in the front row due to capacity. I'm sure I enjoyed it more than the two girls no more than 8 or 9 years old who were sitting with their dad in the same row. Apparently, Zodiac was sold out. Judging by the looks on their faces, that they left many sleepless nights are certain in the near future. Way to go. Grindhouse should be out by the time your girls get over this movie. Anyway, go see 300. It's fantastic. And then we have this. Rick, this is a thing we should talk about. Rick, I wanted to clarify a question about old friends looking you up on MySpace. Oh, this is, we never did get to this.
Oh, Seamus' question?
People, yeah, and this is somebody else. I never keep in contact with any of my exes, but recently several have found me on MySpace. I dated none more than 3 months and all a decade ago when I was 18 to 20. This isn't high school related, as I dropped out my freshman year and these girls were in college. Why would girls want to reconnect with someone they dated briefly a decade ago? Am I missing out on something or being a jerk by sticking to my guns and not talking to them? I need to reconsider apparently how I handle such situations. Well, you've had that too, where some guy that you went to high school with that you haven't seen forever just drops you the, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I will be in your area in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, it's weird.
I think it's different for girls than it is for guys, though. When you're a girl and there's a guy that you knew 10 years ago who's trying to track you down, that's just a guy who either is going to be in your area soon or lives within driving distance and just figures some night at 2 a.m. you're going to be really bored and he can just make a two-hour round trip and, like, scoop you and go home.
Yeah, just like the guy who wrote me and said he wants to know if I want to come play in the snow with him. Like, I haven't seen you in years. No, yeah. I do not.
Oh, that's totally what that is. That's like the that's like when it's late at night if you're a guy, and every guy has done this, where it's like, it's a Friday night, it's Saturday night, it's midnight, and none of the girls that you are dating currently or that you have dated recently are home, and so you just start going through, you know, I don't think guys have little black books anymore, but whatever it is the guys have, this is like their email or the address book or whatever, and guys just start going through it like one by one trying to calculate. It's like when you go to Yahoo Yellow Pages and it'll list, like if you put in pizza, and it'll list all the businesses and then it'll list them by location. 1.2 miles from your zip code, 3.8 miles from your zip code. And that's what guys start doing with every girl they can conjure up in their head that might conceivably have sex with them that night. And that's, and MySpace has totally made that even easier, because you can just put in a school or a name or whatever and then search within X miles of that. And so suddenly you can find every girl who lists herself as single and has a picture within like 35 miles of where you live. I mean, it's not so much stalking as it is just sort
of... Think?
It's not really... No, it's not... It's, I don't think it's stalking. It's like those... It's just like those fishing nets that those whaling ships like toss over the side. So as they're just... As they're just trawling across the ocean, they just throw the net over, and then every 5 or 10 miles, they just pull the net back on board and see what they've caught. I mean, that's I think how MySpace is, and that's how it is. And he figures a lot of the legwork is already done with you because you knew him 10 years ago. My whole thing is this, like.
Because has any of them contacted you?
Well, see, it's different. I think it's different. Thanks, sir.
I couldn't remember.
Is this a retaliation for me mentioning the picture?
Because we talk about... No, you can... Just post the picture. Post the picture.
I'm just going
to... Just put it up, because I'd rather have you put it up than have people, you know, come across other photographs that I probably don't want to be seen when they're...
Or have people create the photograph in their own
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Which is probably much more... Well, we'll talk about it.
Because you and I talk about things off the air, and I can't remember sometimes, like you can't, what I can and cannot...
It's different for me because I'm a guy. So because I'm a guy, maybe I'm wrong. Because I don't know why, because this is the guy that wrote this question. And I don't know why the women are contacting him, but I don't think... Unless you are Bill Gates, or you've become a rock star, or you've become really famous, or you're known to have become really successful or wealthy. I mean, I guess guys like that might get women just coming out of the woodwork from the past who, like, they want to get together, or they want to do whatever. I don't get that, and I don't think most guys do. I think I get people, and I think most guys get people who honestly just haven't seen you in a while and just want to find out what you're up to. Because I'll get some of those occasionally. People that I knew... when I lived in Utah, or people like when I lived in California or whatever, and it's just like, hey, haven't talked to you for a while, what's up? And I told Sarah that there was a girl who I went to high school with who had contacted me, and I just got in with all, and I would say up front, it was very innocuous because I was just happily married and, you know, whatever. But it was very innocuous. She just gave me this, hey, haven't talked to you for a long time, and what's up, and, you know, here's a picture.
I find when the people who contact you for a long time who tend to be in relationships, they're my favorite reason they're contacting you.
Okay, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, don't start sowing discord. Don't create drama where it doesn't exist. I'm just
saying. It always is a little unnerving, though, when you hear from somebody you haven't talked to in a really long time, and you see, like, they're in a relationship or married, and they're like, what have you been up to? I might be, you know, in your area. We should go grab a drink. It just makes you feel a little weird.
See, and I think, again, that's the difference between you and me and between men and women, because if you're a woman and a guy does that, you know that he's in town. It's going to be, I'm in town on business. I'll be staying at the Marriott. Please come by and have sex with me, and then don't ever tell anybody about it. That's what it is. If you're a guy, that's not the case. If you're a guy and a woman says that she just wanted to catch up or wants to find out what you've been up to, I think that that's all it is. I don't think there's anything beyond that. We should probably end this conversation now.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You use Gmail sometimes, right?
No.
I haven't been able to get onto it all day.
And maybe then Yahoo's like that, where it bites the dust for no readily apparent reason.
Okay. That's always unnerving when you're locked out of your email account.
We should take a break here. We'll come back. Take a break so we can forestall any more awkwardness. 503-733-2970. Rick, would Sarah mind if Logan posted that kissing picture as his MySpace profile picture?
Oh,
just curious. Get back to me. Thanks. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues with Tim Riley after this.
To the great, 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 to the